Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm Scott Allison, and I've got Valerie with me, and we're going to talk about credit. And folks, credit is a huge, huge issue, and she's an expert. So we'll be right back with some really, really important information. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Scott.
And I really, really do appreciate you being here because I know how busy you are.
No problem. Glad to be here.
You look a little tired, though.
I'm very tired today. Sick dog.
You know one thing I heard? Do you know realize this Wednesday? You know what this Wednesday is? This is going to scare you. We were just talking about this whole week went by so fast. It's October.
It's scary. It is very scary.
October, November, yeah. December. We're done. Yeah. What happened this whole year?
The year has flown by, to say the least.
You were kind enough to come to the office and talk and kind of explain to the agents about the credit situation and things to do and not do.
Yes.
And I thought it was so good information. That's why I asked if you don't mind doing it on the radio.
Wonderful. Well, I'd be more than glad to.
Let's talk about credit.
All right. Credit.
I guess we're talking about credit problems.
Yes. Yeah. If you got good credit, pretty much you don't have to worry about this stuff. But if you have, or if you have had credit problems in the past, number one, do not dispute any accounts.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means that you hire someone. You can hire someone to help you with your credit. I don't want to say that that's bad. You can hire people, but do not allow them to dispute. And that basically means that you go to the creditors and you say, this is not my account. Okay, because we all know when you have 10 disputes on your account, that looks like liar, liar, pants on fire. You can't not have any of those teams.
You know, I had a guy ask me this right the other day. We were talking right after you talked Tuesday.
Yes.
What if somebody, you hear this credit fraud and stealing?
Now, if that's the case, they actually will remove it, okay? If you file a dispute, they've got 30 days to either answer back or to remove it. Okay.
But you're saying people that just filed the dispute.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've been on there forever.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to clarify.
I mean,
that.
I've had as many as 10 to 12 on one person's account. Now, if you have one or two, we still are going to have you remove it, but it's not that hard.
Now, why are you going to remove it?
Because nowadays on FHA, VA, and conventional, if it is a live dispute, it means that you still owe on it, then you cannot have it. Period. End of discussion. It's got to be taken off. We write you a letter, as I was talking about this Tuesday. We write your letter for you. You sign it. We send it to the credit bureaus. And you just don't realize how much money that costs. I had one the other day that was costing us $1,000 to remove their disputes.
Why would you do that?
To help people.
You really are.
That's, yeah, we really do. Just to help people. But yeah, so if you have disputes, if you'll come in and pre-qualify before, I'm going to find your disputes and I'm going to help you get those things off, okay? Now, I have on FHA, as long as you don't owe on the disputes, I help you write a letter that says why you disputed them, and that's good enough. But on a conventional, a lot of times it will come back and ask you to remove the disputes anyway. And if it does, if you have very minimal credit, it can kick your rear end.
And when you say that, it means you can't get a house loan.
That, or you have to put a lot of money down, like 20% or some crazy number.
Well, folks, I got to tell you a true story. A house I had listed, I actually did the open house. Because we love the house. We love the house. Valerie's been doing our mortgage. They end up buying the house. And all I knew was the 20 days it took when you had it closed. Later, do you know how long she worked for? And this is one thing she didn't say. You better be patient, too.
Yes, you have to be very patient.
How long did you work for that lady that ended up?
Probably like a year.
A little over a year.
Yeah. We have over 100 people that we are working on their credit right now. And that means they don't have contracts. Hopefully, they don't have contracts. And we're working on their credit to get it where it needs to be. So, I mean, it's like we don't mind doing it. That's just part of our job. But I will tell you, because nothing aggravates me more than for someone to call at 10 o'clock in the morning and they want to talk to me about their file, and it's a credit file, okay? And then they call back at 10:30 and say, I have not returned their call yet. Oh, no, can't do that. We have to be patient. We have to be patient because, again, we do this as a side job. We close loans as our main job.
Well, you do this to help people buy houses.
Correct.
You're not a credit counselor. You're not that. You do this simply because you know how to do it.
Right.
And you do it to help people get houses.
And we don't fix people's credit because I'll have people call me and they'll say, so-and-so told me to call you because you can fix my credit. We don't fix your credit. We assist you in getting your credit acceptable, but we do not fix it. You have to work to get it there. We don't. We cannot fix it.
You're kind of like a guidance counselor.
Yeah. We're not like a little genie that can just say it's okay.
So, and let's talk about when you say help people, what are the steps? What do you do?
Well, a lot of times it's paying down stuff. And that's kind of funny because Vicky, my sister, is the one who actually does that through the system we've got. And so it will say, like, say you owe $300 on your Capital One. It'll say pay your Capital One down to $45 and you will get X points. It's hilarious because some people, I will say this till I like sound stupid. I will say, so pay it down to $45 and get me proof. Like, go online. Tomorrow you can pull up the deal and say $45. I cannot tell you how many people called me back the next day and said, okay, we got it. We just went ahead and paid it off. Okay, hello. We wouldn't say $45 if it wasn't important. It wasn't $45.
Okay, I got to confess this, and I'm one of those people that you didn't listen to. Yeah. We were years and years ago, whatever house I was getting.
Yeah.
I thought, you know what, I'm just going to pay my credit cards off. I can have an accident.
But it hurt you.
Yeah. Remember they said, you have too much available credit. And they dinged my score because I thought, wait a minute, I'm getting penalized because I don't have debt?
Yeah, it hurts you.
And I don't have that problem anymore, by the way.
So when we say pay it down, and I try to make it like I nearly sound like I'm stupid, is that I will say, pay it down $45.
I'm a good example of why you have to say it real slow.
It happens. I cannot tell you how many times it happens. So we'll tell you what you need to pay it down. That happens on about 50% of them. 50% of them, we can assist you in getting it taken care of in a 2 week to a month period of time. 50% of you, it's going to take some time. I've got people right now that I'll say, I want to discuss this with you every 60 days. I want to rerun your credit every 60 days. Now, we're supposed to talk to you every 30 days while we have something going, but 60 days to run new credit. And people will say, but doesn't it hurt me to run your credit? I love that. People will say, will it hurt me for you to run my credit? And I will say, number one, if I don't run your credit, I can't see it. Hello. And number two is if you had not the credit that you've got, you wouldn't be worried about it. Okay. So you got to let us run your credit. If I don't run your credit, I can't see it. And yes, we do not want inquiries out the wazoo. I had someone yesterday that called me and said, well, I had spoke to XYZ company. Now I'm calling you. And no, don't do that. Is pick a company, go to that company, and have them work with you. Don't go to five companies and expect that you can get all five working. That's, number one, it's unethical. Number two is it's crazy for our time.
Why would any one of those companies really want to invest a lot of time in you if you're not very loyal to them?
Exactly. Well, and if that other companies would have known that they had said that, they wouldn't. So I stopped it at my point and just said, you're working with good companies, you stick with them. You know, if something doesn't work out, holler back at me. Excuse me. I did not say, hey, let's run your credit. Well, we don't want to do that. We do not want to do that.
In fact, I had a deal come up, and a lot of business people, I think this falls into this category. If you do a lot of different businesses, you do different things, you work with different banks because you have to, especially in San Angelo.
Yes.
Because we have lots of good little banks. I like the ones I said little.
Yes.
They're going to run your credit ever so often. So you've got four or five banks running your credit ever so often. So you're not going to have an 800 credit score. You're going to have probably a 700 something credit score. That's what you're thinking or you've heard is you don't want to just keep having people run your credit for no reason at all or for very little reasons.
Right.
You know, what Valerie's talking about is a total different reason to see how to help you.
Exactly. And an inquiry, if done correctly, is okay. An inquiry that you, say you go buy a car. And again, you got to buy cars. Everybody has to have a car, blah, 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 blah. But they may run your credit 10 times. Okay, that's a little different than me running your credit one time. So, and it is a hard hit, period. That's just the way it is. So if you're like learning credit 101, is you'll hear you don't want inquiries. But let me tell you, I can't help you unless I run your credit. So.
Well, and I'll tell you this, folks, because this still makes, I've done this for a long, long time, and the credit scores still make no sense to me at all.
And they keep changing year after year. Okay, like you were talking a while ago that you didn't have, that they said that you had too much unused credit, or you didn't have.
A long time ago. They don't say that anymore.
Well, now what they say is that they want you to have it. Okay?
You're kidding.
No, they want you to have the unused credit. And years
I
ago,
can't win this
we
still,
would
can
say,
I?
No, you can't. By the time you close your account, we're going to tell you to open it. So it's like, number one, don't close any accounts. None. Zero, zero.
Now you told me that. And I have a couple accounts that are just dormant.
Yes, that's right. Don't close them. Now, you will, because my husband got a letter the other day from one of his accounts, and it said, you haven't used your credit card in 2 years, we're going to cancel it. So they will cancel it on you if you don't use it like every once in a while. So I tell people, you buy a tank of gas and pay it off. You know, it's not that you need 15 credit cards, but two or three credit cards and a car loan and stuff is a good, it's hard to get that magic number, but don't close accounts if you can help it. So that's just my attitude. Also, if you can do things jointly, you're married and you do it jointly, that's only one account compared to you both opening up an account. So that's good too. Just got to be sure. No late payments. And I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm working on your credit and then all of a sudden you miss a student loan. you just hiccuped. And when you hiccup and you already had many, many, many hiccups, that throws us way behind. So you just got to be very, very cautious, even if you set them up on auto pay, not to let that happen again. And again, you're not by yourself. 50% of the world, if not more, has had credit problems. So we try to treat you with all the respect in the world. You will not feel like an idiot when you come to see us, and you won't feel like you're a scumbag. I mean, we treat you with utmost respect, because most of the time, either we've been through it, we've seen it.
You mean, but we're all human and people can make mistakes. So, yeah.
And exactly. And again, we're not any better. So our deal is to try to help you. I mean, our goal out there is to try to help you. So, you know, sometimes people are embarrassed to come see us. I always tell people, the worst your credit's going to look is the day you come in to see me. If we're working on your credit, just think of it that way. A year from now, you can be a complete different credit person.
Folks, we'll take a quick break and let our sponsors get a board in.